The next word is fill. The word fill can be translated into Russian in a few different ways, depending on the context. 1. To fill a container. Наполнить. Наполнить. The verb. Наполнить. Наполнить means to fill in the sense of making something full. It is a perfective verb, meaning it describes a completed action. The stress is on the second syllable. Pol. The. N. At the end is pronounced as a soft consonant, similar to the N in the English word sin. Example. Пожалуйста, наполните эту форму. Пожалуйста, наполните эту форму. Please fill out this form. 2. To fill a space or a role. Занять. Занять. The verb. Занять. Занять means to occupy or to fill in the sense of taking up a space or position. It is a perfective verb. Example. Эта работа занимает много времени. Эта работа занимает много времени. This job takes up a lot of time. 3. To fill a need. Удовлетворять. Удовлетворять. The verb. Удовлетворять. Удовлетворять means to satisfy or to fill in the sense of meeting a requirement or desire. It is an imperfective verb, meaning it describes an ongoing action. Example. Эта книга удовлетворяет мою потребность в приключениях. Эта книга удовлетворяет мою потребность в приключениях. This book satisfies my need for adventure. Key concepts. Perfective vs. Imperfective verbs. Perfective verbs describe a completed action, while imperfective verbs describe an ongoing action. Stress. In Russian, the stress on a word can change the meaning. Make sure to pay attention to where the stress falls. Consonant sounds. Russian has a wider range of consonant sounds than English. Make sure to practice the sounds correctly. English to Russian translations. Fill. Наполнять. Наполнять. Fill. Занять. Занять. Fill. Удовлетворять. Удовлетворять. The next word is any. The word any can be used in a variety of ways in English and Russian. It can be used in a negative or interrogative sentence or with the word no. It can be used with singular or plural nouns. Let's look at some examples. Example sentence. There isn't any bread left. Хлеба больше нет. Эй, хлеба больше нет. Breakdown. Хлеба. Эй, хлеба. Bread, in this case the word bread is in the genitive case and means of bread. It is used in the genitive case because it is negated by the word enyete. Net. Which means no. Больше. Больше. More, this is a comparative adjective that means more or greater. It agrees in gender and number with the noun. Нет. Нет. No, not, there is no, this word means no. It is used with the genitive case. Pronunciation. Хлеба. Эй, хлеба. Say, эй, хлеба. Больше. Больше. Say, больше. Нет. Нет. Say, нет. Translation. Хлеба больше нет. Эй, хлеба больше нет. There is no more bread. Variations. There isn't any sugar left. Сахара больше нет. It's a horrible schnet. There aren't any cookies left. Pick in your bullshit. Pick in your bullshit. English, any Russian. You boy. You boy. Any, everyone, whatever, say, you boy. English, any Russian. Kakoini boot. Kakoini bud. Any, somebody, say, kakoini boot. The next word is operation. The Russian word for operation is apiraxia. Pronounced apiraxia. It is a feminine noun and can be used in many contexts. A surgical procedure, a military mission, or even a business transaction. Here is an example sentence. Врач провел сложную операцию на сердце. Врач провел сложную операцию на сердце. This translates to, the doctor performed a complex heart operation. Breakdown. Врач. Врач, doctor, masculine noun. Провел. Провел, past tense, masculine singular form of the verb, to conduct, provided. Сложную. Сложную, complex, adjective, feminine singular form. Операцию. Операцию, operation, feminine noun, accusative case. На. На, on, at, preposition. Сердце. Сердце, heart, neuter noun, prepositional case. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, neuter. The gender of a noun determines the form of adjectives and verbs that agree with it. Cases. Russian nouns have six cases that indicate their function in a sentence. The accusative case is used for the direct object of a verb. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs change form depending on the person, number, and tense. Pronunciation. Apiraxia. Apiraxia. Врач. Врач. Провел. Провел. Сложную. Сложную. На. На. Сердце. Сердце. English and Russian translation. Operation. Операция. Операция. The next word is match. The word match can be used in many different ways in English, so I will give you a sentence in Russian with the word. Соответствовать. Pronounced. Соответствовать. This word means to correspond or to match in the sense of being similar or compatible. Here is an example. Эти цвета идеально соответствуют друг другу. Pronounced. Эти цвета идеально соответствуют друг другу. This means these colors match each other perfectly. The grammatical breakdown of this sentence is. Эти. Эти, these. Цвета. Цвета, colors. Идеально. Идеально, perfectly. Соответствует. Соответствует, match, plural, present tense. Друг. Друг, each other. Другу. Другу, each other, dative case. Key concept. The dative case in Russian is used to show the indirect object of a verb. It is used when the verb is showing an action directed toward something or someone. In this case, the action of matching is directed toward each other, so the word другу is in the dative case. Pronunciation tips. Соответствовать. Соответствовать, the te. T is silent, and the stress is on the third syllable. Цвета. Tisvita, the tse, ts, is pronounced like the ts in cats. Idiana. Idiano, the stress is on the third syllable, and the a, is pronounced like the a in father. Word translations. Sutvitstvavat. So otmet stvomat, to correspond, to match. Tsvita. Tsvita, colors. Idiana. Idiano, perfectly. Word pronunciation. Sutvitstvavat. So otmet stvomat. Tsvita. Tsvita. Idiana. Idiano. The next word is a void. Hash hash. Izbigaiti. Etava. Magazina. Breakdown. Izbigaiti. Izbigate, imperative plural form of the verb. Izbigat. Izbigat, meaning, to avoid. This verb is irregular and has a number of forms. Remember to emphasize the G in Izbigat. Izbigat. Etava. Etogo, this is the genitive case of the pronoun. Eta. Eto, meaning, this, which is used to indicate the object of avoidance. Magazina. Magazina, the genitive case of the noun. Magazine. Magazine, meaning, store. It's helpful to remember that the G is pronounced like a hard G, as in, gate. Translation. Avoid this store. Pronunciation. Izbigaiti. Izbigate, Izbigate. Etava. Etogo, Etogo. Magazina. Magazina, Magazedina. Key concepts. The verb. Izbigat. Izbigat, is an irregular verb. The genitive case is used to indicate the object of the action in this sentence. Variations. Izbigai. Izbigai, imperative singular form of the verb. Izbigat. Izbigat, meaning, avoid. Izbigaim. Izbigim, first person plural form of the verb. Izbigat. Izbigat, meaning, we avoid. Izbigala. Izbigala, past tense feminine singular form of the verb. Izbigat. Izbigat, meaning, she avoided. The next word is seat. The English word, seat, can be translated in Russian as Mr. Pronounced, Mizto. It is a noun, and means, place, or, location, in this context. Here is an example sentence. Пожалуйста, займите место. Pronounced, пожалуйста, займите место, please, take a seat. Breakdown. Пожалуйста. Pronounced, пожалуйста, means, please. It is an imperative, meaning it is a command, but polite. Займите. Pronounced, займите, is the imperative form of the verb. Занимать. Pronounced, занимать, which means, to occupy, or, to take. Место. Pronounced, место, means, seat, or, place, here. Word breakdown, and pronunciation CTSI lengthened TMESTO, Mizto. You can use the word Mr. Pronounced Mizto to refer to a physical location, such as a seat on a bus, or a place in a room, or even a location on a map. The next word is throw. Hash hash. Brosti. Mya chair. Brost. Myash. Breakdown. Brosti. Imperative verb, second person plural, you all, of beroesiteiri, to throw. Pronunciation. Brost, the stress is on the first syllable, bro. This form of the verb is used when addressing a group of people. Match. Noun, masculine, means ball, pronunciation. Myach, the stress is on the first syllable, M-Y-A. Meaning, throw the ball. Variations. Verse. M-Y-A. Rose. Myach. Throw the ball. Singular, addressing one person. Verse. Kainigeu. Brost. Need. Throw the book. On Brossel. Kaemyenyeri. On Brossel. Kamen, he threw a stone. English translation of words. Brost. Colon, throw, you all. Match. Colon, ball. The next word is task. Hash hash. Zadacha. Pronounced ZADHR. Sentence. UMYENYAYESTEYERI. ZADACHA. SPELATEYERI DEO MASHA NYEYE ZEA DEA NYEYE DEO ZEA VETERA. U. MINA. YEST. ZADACHA. ZDIELAT. ZAMASHNYE. ZADANYE. ZLO. Laughter. Breakdown. Zadacha. Zadhr. This is the noun meaning task or assignment. It's a feminine noun, which means it uses the feminine gender agreement. U. This is a preposition meaning at or with, and it precedes the noun. Mina. Me. Mina. Minaya, this is the personal pronoun meaning, me. Yest. Yest. This is the verb, to be, or, to have. It is conjugated in the present tense, third person singular, which means, he slash she slash it has, or, there is slash are. Zdielat. Sdielat. This is the verb, to do, or, to make, in the infinitive form. Here it's used as an infinitive complement to the verb. Yest. Domashnye. Domashnye. This is the adjective meaning homework or home-related, modifying the noun. Zadanye. Assignment. Zadanye. Zadanye. This is the noun meaning assignment or task. It's a neuter noun, which means it uses the neuter gender agreement. Dwo. Na. This is a preposition meaning until or before. Zaftar. Zevavitra. This is the noun meaning tomorrow. Translation. I have a task to do my homework by tomorrow. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Russian nouns have genders, masculine, feminine, and neuter, and the articles, adjectives, and verbs must agree with the gender of the noun. This is a core concept to understand in Russian grammar. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs conjugate in different forms depending on the person, first, second, third, number, singular, plural, tense, present, past, future, and mood, indicative, imperative, subjunctive. Helpful hints. Zadacha is pronounced with stress on the second syllable. U is a very short and simple word, pronounced U. Mina is pronounced with stress on the second syllable. Yest is pronounced with stress on the first syllable. Zdielat is pronounced with stress on the second syllable. Domashnye is pronounced with stress on the second syllable. Zadanye is pronounced with stress on the second syllable. Dwo is pronounced with stress on the first syllable. Zaftar is pronounced with stress on the second syllable. English-Russian word translation and pronunciation. Task. Задача. Zadhr. The next word is normal. The word normal in Russian is нормальный. Pronounced нормально. It is an adjective meaning normal, usual, or typical. You can use it to describe a person, a situation, or an object. For example, you can say это нормальный человек. Pronounced это нормально человек, meaning this is a normal person. Here is an example sentence. Погода сегодня нормальная. Pronounced погода сегодня нормальная. Breakdown. Погода. Pronounced погода. This word means weather. It is a feminine noun, so it takes the feminine ending of the adjective. Нормальная. Pronounced нормальная. Сегодня. Pronounced сегодня. This word means today. Нормальная. Pronounced нормальная. This word means normal. It is the feminine form of the adjective because it modifies the feminine noun. Погода. Translation. The weather today is normal. Variations. The masculine form of the adjective is нормальный. Pronounced нормальный. The neuter form of the adjective is нормальный. Pronounced нормальный. The plural form of the adjective is нормальный. Pronounced нормальный. English. Normal / Russian. Нормальный. Pronounced нормально. The next word is goal. Моя. Моя. My goal. Цель. Цель is to become a fluent speaker of Russian. This sentence uses the nominative case of the noun. Цель. Цель, which means goal or aim. The nominative case is used when the noun is the subject of the sentence. The verb быть. Быть, meaning to be, is used in the infinitive form. The adjective русский. Русский is used in the nominative case because it is modifying the noun. Язык. Язык, which is also in the nominative case. Breakdown of sentence. Мой. My is the possessive adjective modifying the noun. Цель. 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 Цель is the noun, in the nominative case, functioning as the subject of the sentence. Быть. Быть is the verb, to be. It is in the infinitive form. Говорящий. Говорящий is a present participle meaning speaking or talking. It modifies the noun. Язык. Язык. По-русски. По-русски is a prepositional phrase meaning in Russian. It modifies the verb. Говорит. Говорит. На. На is a preposition meaning on or in. It is followed by the noun. Уровень. Уровень, meaning level. Уровень. Уровень is a noun meaning level. It is in the accusative case, because it is the object of the preposition. На. На. Variations of the word. Цель. Цель can also be used as a verb meaning to aim or to target. Pronunciation. Цель. Цель, pronounced цель with a short e sound. Быть. Bite, pronounced bit with a short I sound. Говорит. Говорит, pronounced говорит. Русский. Русский, pronounced русский. По-русски. По-русски, pronounced по-русски. English translation. My goal is to become a fluent Russian speaker. Key concepts. Nominative case infinitive form of the verb present participle prepositional phrase accusative case. The next word is associate. The English word, associate, can be used as a noun or a verb. Here is an example of the word, associate, used as a noun. Sentence. Он был ассоциированным профессором в университете. Breakdown. Он. He. Был. Was. Ассоциированным. Associated, masculine nominative singular. Профессором. Professor, masculine instrumental singular. In. Университете. University, masculine prepositional singular. Translation. He was an associate professor at the university. Word variations. The word. Ассоциированный. Associated, is an adjective, and will change its ending based on gender, and grammatical case. Masculine. Ассоциированный. Nominative singular. Ассоциированного. Genitive singular. Ассоциированному. Dative singular. Ассоциированного. Accusative singular. Ассоциированным. Instrumental singular. Ассоциированным. Prepositional singular, feminine. Ассоциированное. Nominative singular. Ассоциированной. Genitive singular. Ассоциированной. Dative singular. Ассоциированную. Accusative singular. Ассоциированной. Instrumental singular. Ассоциированной. Prepositional singular, neuter. Ассоциированное. Nominative singular. Ассоциированного. Genitive singular. Ассоциированному. Dative singular. Ассоциированное. Accusative singular. Ассоциированным. Instrumental singular. Ассоциированным. Prepositional singular, plural. Ассоциированные. Nominative, accusative, and vocative singular. Pronunciation. Ассоциированный. Ассоциованный. Профессор. Профессор. Университет. Университет. English, associate Russian. Ассоциировать. Ассоциовать. The next word is blue. The sky is blue. Небо синее. Breakdown. Небо. Небо, the word for sky in Russian is небо, which means sky. It is pronounced небо. Синее. Синее, the word for blue in Russian is синее, which is pronounced sini. It is an adjective that modifies the noun небо. Here we are using the nominative singular form. It is declined based on gender. Сини. Сини, masculine. Синие. Синия, feminine. Синие. Синие, neuter. Синие. Синие, plural. Translation. Небо. Sky. Синие. Blue. Key concepts. The word order in this sentence is subject-adjective, which is common in Russian. Russian adjectives agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they modify. Pronunciation. Небо. Небо. Синие. Синие. The next word is after. The word, after, can be used in Russian in a few ways. Here is an example sentence using the preposition. Posi. Posl. Posi. Elie kat se ie, emyerupe o sha elive ka efie. Posl. Lexi, my poshli v cave. Breakdown. Posi. Posl, preposition meaning, after, pronounced, P-O-S-A. Lexi. Lexi, noun meaning, lecture, pronounced, L-E-K-C-E. Mu. My, pronoun meaning, we, pronounced, my. Poshli. Poshli, verb meaning, went, pronounced, poshli. V, preposition meaning, in, or, to, pronounced, V. Cafe. Cafe, noun meaning, cafe, pronounced, car-f-e-h. Translation. After the lecture, we went to the cafe. Key concepts. Prepositions. Prepositions like posi are essential for showing relationships between words in a sentence. Noun cases. The noun lexi. Lexi is in the genitive case, which is used after prepositions like posi. Posl. Word order. Russian word order is flexible, but generally, the preposition comes before the noun it modifies. Variations. The word posi. Posl can also be used as an adverb meaning later or afterwards. Other words for after include zatim. Zatim, meaning then or after that. Potom. Potom, meaning then or later, and za. Za, meaning behind or after in a temporal sense. Pronunciation. Posi. Posl, P-O-S-A. Lexi. Lexi, L-E-K-C-E. Mu. My, my. Poshli. Poshli, poshli. V, v. Cafe. Cafe, car-f-e-h. The next word is positive. The sentence. У него хай положительные отношения к жизни. Slash, хай. Breakdown. У него. This is the genitive case of the pronoun he and means he has. У is a preposition that means at or by here. Него is the genitive form of он. He. Положительное. This is the adjective meaning positive. It is in the nominative case and is modifying the noun. Отношение. Attitude. Отношение. This is the noun meaning attitude. It is in the nominative case and is the subject of the sentence. К жизни. This is the dative case of the noun. Жизнь. Life, meaning, to life. English translation. He has a positive attitude towards life. Key concepts. The genitive case in Russian often translates to, of, or, having, in English. The dative case in Russian often translates to, or, for, in English. Adjectives in Russian agree with the noun they modify in gender, number, and case. Pronunciation. У него. У него. Положительное. Положительное. Отношение. Отношение. К жизни. K-I-Z-N-I. Variations. Положительный. Masculine form of the adjective. Положительное. Feminine form of the adjective. Положительное. Neuter form of the adjective. Положительное. Plural form of the adjective. English. Positive. Positive. Russian. Положительный. PLGTLNY. The next word is option. The word option in Russian is variant. Pronounced variant, and it is a noun. It is a very versatile word and can be used in many contexts, from talking about choices to describing different possibilities. This sentence is a good example of how it can be used in a conversational context. Sentence. U-T-E-B-A-Y-A-S-T-E-R-I-N-Y-A-S-K-O-L-Y-R-I-K-O. Variant of. U-T-I-B-A-Y-A-S-T-E-S-K-O-L-K-O-V-A-R-I-A-N-T-O-V. Breakdown. /to/exist, to be n yes ko several. Variant of. Options/variants/possibilities cheteobeyeru, in order to eryeshaiteyeri, to solve eteu, this pair obeyemu, problem. Translation. You have several options to solve this problem. Key concept. The Russian word. Variant. Variant is a noun that can be used in a variety of ways to express a choice, possibility or alternative. It is similar in meaning to the English word, option. However, it can also have a broader meaning that is closer to variant, or possibility. Pronunciation. Variant. Variant. Variant of. Variant of. Neskolko. Neskolko stresses on the second syllable. Reshoot. Reshoot stresses on the second syllable. Problemu. Problemu stresses on the second syllable. English. Option Russian. Variant. Variant. The next word is box. The word box in Russian is Коробка. Pronounced K-R-O-H-B-K-A. It is a feminine noun, so you will need to use the feminine form of the adjective if you are describing the box. Here is a sentence using the word Я-П-О-Л-О-Ж-И-Л-К-Н-И-Г-У-В. Коробку. Я-И-П-О-Л-О-Ж-И-Л-К-Н-И-Г-У-В. Положил, put, masculine past tense. Книгу. Книгу, book, feminine noun. V in. Коробку. Коробка, box. Translation. I put the book in the box. This sentence is in the past tense. You can use the present tense. Я кладу книгу в коробку. Я кладу. Кладу, put, present tense. Книгу. Книгу, book, feminine noun. V in. Коробку. Коробка, box. Translation. I am putting the book in the box. You can also use this word in the plural. Коробки. Коробки. English, box, Russian. Коробка. Коробка. The next word is huge. The word. Огромный. Огромный means huge in Russian. It is an adjective that describes something of great size or extent. The sentence. Эта книга просто огромная. Эта книга просто огромная. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the nominative case of the adjective, as it is describing the subject of the sentence, the book. Breakdown. Это. Это, this, feminine singular. Книга. Книга, book, feminine singular. Просто. Просто, simply. Огромная. Огромная, huge, feminine singular. Exclamation mark. Translation. This book is simply huge. Pronunciation. Ogromny. Ogromny sounds like ogromna. Variations. Ogromny. Ogromny, masculine singular. Ogromnaye. Ogromnaya, feminine singular. Ogromnaye. Ogromno, neuter singular. Ogromnye. Ogromnai, plural. This variation is key because adjectives must agree with the noun they are modifying in Russian. English, huge Russian. Ogromny. Ogromnye. The next word is message. The professor says, let's look at the word. Сообщение. Сообщение, which means message. It's a noun, and it can be used in various contexts. Here's a simple sentence. Я получил сообщение от друга. Я получил сообщение от друга. Breakdown. I pronounced, я. Получил. Получил, received, pronounced, получил. Сообщение. Сообщение, message, pronounced, сообщение. От. От, from, pronounced, от. Друга. Друга, friend, pronounced, друга. This sentence means, I received a message from a friend. Key points. The word. Сообщение. Сообщение can refer to any type of message, such as a text, email, or letter. The word. От. От is a preposition that means, from. The word. Друга. Друга is in the genitive case, because it's the object of the preposition. От. От. English. Message, pronounced, message. Russian. Сообщение. Pronounced, сообщение. The next word is instance. Метеомслучае, яньемогеуеспоэльеризео, меатеириесломеноинстанция, меобеерученомсмьеруэслье. Не могу использовать слово инстанция в обычном смысле, поскольку она чаще используется правовой сфере, где она обозначает организацию или орган, наделенный определенными полномочиями. Translation. In this instance, I cannot use the word instance in its ordinary sense, because it is more often used in the legal sphere, where it refers to an organization or body endowed with certain powers. Breakdown. В этом случае. В этом случае, in this case. The preposition. В is used before the noun. Случае. Случае, to indicate a situation, or context. Я, I. This is the personal pronoun in the nominative case. Не. Не, not. It negates the verb. Magu. Mogu. Magu. Mogu. Can. This is the verb, to be able to, in the present tense, first person singular. Ispozovat. Ispozovat, use. This is a verb in the infinitive form. Slova. Slovo, word. Instancia. Instancia, instance. V. In. The preposition. V. Is used again before the noun. Smysli. Smysli, to indicate a meaning, or sense. Obyčnom. Obyčnom, ordinary. The adjective. Obyčnui. Obyčnai, is in the masculine nominative singular form. Smysli. Smysli, sense. The noun. Smys. Smysl, is in the prepositional case. Poskolku. Poskolku, because. This is a conjunction introducing a subordinate clause. Ona. Oh no, it. This is the personal pronoun in the nominative case, referring to the word. Instancia. Instancia. Chashi. Charsht, more often. This is an adverb of frequency. Ispozuetsa. Ispozuetsia, is used. This is the passive voice form of the verb. Ispozovat. Ispozovat, in the present tense, third person singular. V. In. The preposition. V. Is used before the noun. Sferi. Sferi, to indicate a field, or area. Pravovoi. Pravovoi, legal. The adjective. Pravovoi. Pravovoi, is in the feminine nominative singular form. Sferi. Sferi, sphere. The noun. Sfera. Sfera, is in the prepositional case. Gdje. Gde, where. This is a conjunction introducing a subordinate clause. Ona. Oh no, it. This is the personal pronoun in the nominative case, again referring to the word. Instancia. Instancia. Obaznachajit. Obaznachajit refers to. This is a verb in the present tense, third person singular. Organizatsiu. Organizatsiu, organization. The noun. Organizatsia. Organizatsia, is in the accusative case. Ili. I lie, or. This is a coordinating conjunction. Organ. Organ, body. The noun. Organ. Organ, is in the accusative case. Nagyennui. Nagyennai, endowed. The participle. Nagyennui. Nagyennai, is in the masculine nominative singular form. Aprigyennummi. Opridelenny, my, certain. The adjective. Aprigyennui. Opridelenny, is in the plural instrumental case. Panamochiemmi. Polnomokia, my, powers. The noun. Panamochia. Polnomokia, is in the plural instrumental case. Pronunciation guide. V, like the, V, in, van. Atom. Atom, like, atom. Slučají. Slučají, like, slučají. Ja. Ja, like, ja. Nie. Ni, like, nie. Mogu. Mogu, like, mogu. Ispozovat. Ispozovat, like, ispozovat. Slovo. Slovo, like, slovo. Instancia. Instancia, like, instancia. V, like the V in van. Abutnam. Obichnom, like Obichnom. Smoothly. Smicely, like Smicely. Poskolku. Poskolku, like Poskolku. Ona. Oh no, like oh no. Chash. Char SHG, like Char SHG. Ispolzuitsa. Ispolzuetsia, like Ispolzuetsia. V, like the V in van. Pravovoy. Pravovoy, like Pravovoy. Sferi. Sferi, like Sferi. Gdje. Gdje, like Gdje. Ona. Oh no, like oh no. Obozachayet. Obozebenacharet, like Obozebenachayet. Organizatsiyu. Organizatsiyu, like Organizatsiyu. Ili. I lie, like I lie. Organ. Organ, like organ. Nagyemnu. Nagyemnu, like Nagyemnu. Opridyemnumi. Opridylenmy, like Opridylenmy. Panamochiemmi. Polnomokayamai, like Polnomokayamai. The next word is style. This sentence demonstrates the use of the noun. Stil. Pronounced estil, the S is soft, similar to the SH in ship, which can be translated as style. Sentence. Unyeyo. Stil. Ocheyenyerielyegaentenyerikatkoye. Unyeyestil. Ocean. Elegantnai. Breakdown. Unyeyo. Unyeye. She has. Pronounced who is a preposition meaning at, by, near, with, but here acts as a possessive pronoun, her. Near, ye. Pronounced nye is the pronoun she in the genitive case. Stil. Estil. Style or cheyen yeri. Ocean. Very pronounced ocean. Similar to ocean, with a slight n sound at the end. Elegantnai. Elegant, pronounced elegantnai. The g is soft like a j, and the y is pronounced like a e. Translation: she has a very elegant style. Note: the word stil is a masculine noun, so it takes the masculine form of the adjective. Elegantly. The masculine form of the adjective ends in ui. Memorization tip. Think of a stylish woman, and you will remember that the word stil has the S sound at the beginning. The next word is refer. Hash hash. Slice. Nr. Statue. Это. Хороший. Способ. Подкрепить. Свои. Аргументы. Breakdown. Ссылаться. Эссилация. To refer, verb, infinitive form. Remember that the C sounds like an S. N. Na. On, to, at, onto, preposition, always pay attention to this preposition, it can take on many different meanings. Statue. Statue. Article, noun, feminine, the, y, in the end makes the word feminine in the singular. Eta. Ito. This pronoun, this is a very important pronoun, try to memorize it, and its other forms like that, those, and these. Хороший. Хорошие. Good adjective, masculine, note the y ending. In Russian, adjectives agree in gender and number with the noun they describe. Способ. Способ. Way, method, noun, masculine. Подкрепить. Подкрепить. To support, to strengthen, verb, infinitive form, pay attention to the I at the end and the T sound. Свой. Свой. One's own pronoun, this word is very common and means something like belonging to you slash me. Аргументы. Аргументы. Arguments, noun, plural, this is a plural noun, so it ends in a Y. Translation. To refer to an article is a good way to support your arguments. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives and nouns must agree in gender and number. Prepositions. Russian uses prepositions extensively, and they can significantly alter the meaning of a phrase. Infinitive form. The infinitive form of verbs ends in te-iri, t. Pronunciation guide. Силация. Силация. Статью. Статью. Хороший. Хороший. Способ. Способ. Подкрепить. Подкрепить. English, Russian translation. Refer. Силация. Силация. Article. Статья. Статью. The next word is cold. The word холодный. Холодный means cold in Russian. It is an adjective and can be used to describe something that is literally cold, like the weather, or metaphorically cold, like a person's attitude. Here is an example sentence using the word. Сегодня очень холодно. Лучше надеть куртку. Сегодня очень холодно. Лучше надеть куртку. Breakdown. Сегодня. Сегодня, today, pronounced. Сегодня. Очень. Очень, very, pronounced. Очень. Холодно. Холодно, cold, pronounced. Холодно. Лучше. Лучше, better, pronounced. Лучше. Надеть. Надеть, to put on, pronounced. Надеть. Куртку. Куртку, jacket, pronounced. Куртку. Translation. Today is very cold, it's better to put on a jacket. Key concepts. The word. Холодный. Холодный is declined in Russian, meaning it changes form depending on its grammatical function in a sentence. In this sentence, it is in the nominative case, which is the basic form of the adjective. The word. Очень. Очень is an adverb that intensifies the adjective. Холодно. Холодно. Pronunciation notes. Pay attention to the stress in each word, as this can affect the pronunciation. The letter Yeru in Холодно. Холодно is pronounced as a short I sound. Variations. The word Холод. Холод is the noun form of cold. It can be used to refer to cold weather, coldness, or a cold drink. English. Cold Russian. Холодный. Холодный, pronounced холодный. The next word is push. The word push can be translated into Russian as толкнуть. Толкнуть. Here's a sentence. ОНТОЛКАЛДВЕРЕРЕРИ N-O-N-A-N-Y-O-T-K-R-U-L-A-S-Y-R-I. Unterkaldnieri. Non-A-N-Y-T-K-R-U-L-A-S. This translates to, he pushed the door, but it didn't open. Breakdown. O-N. On. On, he, pronoun, masculine, nominative case T-O-L-K-A-L. Tokal. Tokal, pushed, verb, past tense, masculine, singular D-V-E-R-I-R-I. D-V-E-R-I. Beaver, door, noun, feminine, accusative case N-O. No. No, but, conjunction O-N-A. An-A. Owner, it, pronoun, feminine, nominative case N-Yeah. N-Yeah. Ni, not, negation or T-K-R-U-L-A-S-Y-R-I. At-K-R-U-L-A-S. At-K-R-U-L-A-S, opened, verb, past tense, feminine, singular. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. This influences the form of adjectives, pronouns, and verbs that agree with them. Cases. Russian has six grammatical cases, nominative, accusative, genitive, dative, instrumental, and prepositional. These indicate the role of a noun in a sentence. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs conjugate according to person, number, tense, and gender. Pronunciation. T-O-L-K-N-U-T-E-R-I. Tuknut. Tolknut. Stress on the second syllable D-V-E-R-I-R-I. D-V-E-R-I. D-V-E-R. Stress on the first syllable O-T-K-R-U-L-A-S-I-R-I. At-K-R-U-L-A-S. At-K-R-I-L-A-S. Stress on the third syllable. Variations. The verb T-O-L-K-N-U-T-E-R-I. Tuknut. Tolknut. Can also be used in the present tense, such as O-N-T-O-L-K-I-E-T-E. On-T-K-I-T. On-T-O-L-K-I-T, he pushes. You can also use the infinitive form T-O-L-K-N-U-T-E-R-I. Tuknut. Tolknut. To push. Translation. Push. Tuknut. Tolknut.